Today, share the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Bava Kama Daf Hey. We are learning today Le'ilui Nishmas David Goldberg. All the Shams we learn for should have an aliyah from our learning. And of course, we continue to learn for safety and peace in Klal Yisrael. Be'ezus Hashem, all the Chayalim should be safe, they should be successful, all the Shvuyim should be returned, B'mheira, in health, and all those that are in need of Refuah Shleima should B'mheira B'yameinu have a Refuah Shleima. There should be peace in Eretz Yisrael, there should be peace for Klal Yisrael, all the anti-Semitism that's rearing its ugly head in the world should be destroyed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, we pick up, we're already halfway down the Daf on Heyom and Aleph, where at the words of Bishloma, which is right next to the Tosos Limute. It's really about halfway down. So the Gemara starts off and says, Bishloma Litano Didon. Remember, we had it yesterday's share. We had our Tana and our Mishnah, Arba Avos Nezikin, who held that there are four types of damaging agents. And then we had the opinion of Rav Hoshai that there are 13. And we had the opinion of Rabbi Chiya and said there are 24. So when we mention a specific number, it implies this number and not something else. So it's very simple to understand the Tana of our Mishnah. He says, four, Bishlama Latana Didan, Tana Minyana Limute de Rabbi Yoshaya, because he's saying four and not 13. Very simple. And we understand Rabbi Yoshaya, why does he say 13? Because he's saying, Tana Minyana Limute de Rabbi Chiya. He's saying 13 and not 24. But why does Rabbi Chiya say that they're 24? What is he trying to say, 24 and not 25 or 26? What are the 25th or 26th ones that he's talking about? El Minyana de Rabbi Chiya Limute Mai. What is Rabbi Chiya coming to exclude by telling us 24, implying 24 and not 25 or 26? So the Gemara tells us, Limute, Rabbi Chiya is coming along to teach us that he doesn't include in his listing of 24 a Moser. Rashi explains that a Moser is somebody that goes and gives over your item, Malshin. He gives over to the government your item, Shemoser Mamun Chadero Liovi Kochavim. So he goes and tattletales, and he says, oh, that property doesn't belong to him, it really belongs to somebody else, or that item he stole, or whatever it is that he's malshin, he's lying about you, he's a meiser, he's informing upon you to the government. So he doesn't include that type of a damage. So he's only including damages that are direct damages. And also, umifagel, he's not coming to include pigel. Pigel, of course, we all remember from our kachim days, pigel is when a person says that this carbon is going to be eaten chutz mizmano, outside of its proper time. So let's say, for example, a korban chatas is only allowed to be eaten for one day and the night afterwards, but it can't be eaten the next day. So if you have in mind to eat the korban chatas outside that period of time, that's called a pigel machshava. There are other ways to be mefagel as well, but that's the simplest way to understand over here. So Rabbi Chiya, by saying 24, is saying I'm not including moser, which is a type of damage, the informer, and I'm not including pigel, which is destroying that value of that carbon. That person thought he's bringing carbon chattas, and by the Kohen having a pigel machshava, he doesn't get credit for bringing that carbon chattas, and we'll have to go bring another carbon chattas. So the obvious question that Gemara asks is, so list it, the listne. So say, Rabbi Chiya says there are 26 types of avos nezikin. Why does he say there's only 24? Why doesn't he want to list them? So he says, bishlama mefagel. We can understand why he didn't want to list pigel, because bikachim lokamairi. He's not talking about kachim. He's only talking about damages to chulin, and he left out damages to kachim. So okay, we can understand why he doesn't include mefagel. But nu ela moser, my time alotani, why didn't he include moser? That's a regular type of nezek, a regular type of damage. You told the government that this guy has this property that doesn't belong to him, whatever you said, that caused him to lose that property or that item. So why isn't this a valid type of damage? It's in chulin, so why didn't Rabbi Chiya list it? So the word says, because shiny moser, the reason why he didn't want to list moser is because didibura, it is just speech. It is just something that doesn't have an action associated with it. This guy went to the government and he informed on this guy. So therefore, obidibura lokamairi. Ruchid says, I'm only talking about things that are actions. I'm not talking about damage that is done just with the mouth. Where it says, wait a second, for Motzi Shemra, you included Motzi Shemra when a man accuses his wife of Rachmana Litzlan not being a virgin. So that is included, and now the Diburahu, that's just words, and Ketani, yet you listed it. So how come you were willing to write Motzi Shemra, but you're not willing to include Moser? Kumar says, Dibura the Ispe Maisu. As Rashi points out, this Motzi Shemra is included within it the fact that the guy had relations with his wife, Be'ila, and that's a Maisa. So that's the way Rashi understands. This Tosus brings down Rashi's pshat as well. He also brings down from Rabbi Yehuda that he went and he hired witnesses to say that his wife wasn't a Besula. So therefore, there was an action involved. So that's why Motzi Shemra has either the action of having relations with his wife, or that he hired witnesses to say that she wasn't a basula, and that's why Motzi Shemra was included, because it has an action involved with it, as opposed to Moser has no action involved with it whatsoever. So I says, wait a second, for her Edom Zomim was included by Rabbi Chia, and yet that's just words. Dibura, the lesbim, Aisuhu, that is just speaking. The Edom Zomim said, yeah, we saw Reuven on Tuesday morning at 10 o'clock go and borrow money from Shimon. And then the Edom come along and say, no, these are false witnesses, because at 10 o'clock on Monday morning, you were with us in New Orleans and you weren't over here in New York where you'd say this happened. So that was just words. Dibura, the lesbim, Aisuhu, and nevertheless, Uktani Rabbi Chia listed it. So why doesn't he list Moser? So Moshe says, no, because by the Edom Zomim, the Pasuk tells us that that's called an action, that's called a Maisa. Because Hossam, it says in the Pasuk, Afal Gav the Les Be Maisa, even though Edom Zomim is again just words, Rachmana Karya Maisa. The Torah describes it as an action, because the Torah says, Dechsev, Vasisem Lo, Kasher Zomam Lasos Liochiv. You do to them as they try to do. And therefore, the Torah describes Edom Zomim as an action, therefore, Rabbi Chia listed it. But Moser, which is just words, Rabbi Chia didn't list. Okay, so now we understand why Rabbi Chia listed 24, because he wasn't talking about Pigo. Okay, he's not talking about Kachim, and he's not talking about Moser, because that was only Dibura and not in action. Now the Gemara says, we understand Bishlam Latana Didon. We understand why the Tana of our Mishnah said Arba Avos Nizikin, because they were Avos, and then we gave a whole listing of Toldos. Rashi brings down some of them over here to remind us that it said, Chad v'chad has told us, each one of them has told us. For example, Karen had Nikifa with pushing with the body, or Neshicha biting with the teeth, and for shame, which is Hanov, eating with the mouth, we said it can rub against the wall and get Hanov that way. We had for Regal, we had that the animal could be crouching down, bending, so it's sitting. So there are all sorts of other toldos that we had. So Bishlam Latana Didon Tana Avos Mikal Diko Toldos. We said, why do you use the lotion of Arba Avos Nezikin? Because they were toldos. Very clear. Nu, El Rabbi Chia, Rabbi Shaya. We didn't list toldos for them, and there aren't toldos. So Avos Mikal Diko Toldos? Toldos say, my Nino. Why are you telling me that there are 13 and 24 Avos Nezikin according to Rabbi Oshaya and Rabbi Chia respectively? What are the toldos? There are no toldos over there. We didn't list any toldos. For the Arba Avos Nezikin, we listed toldos. But we didn't list toldos for them. So I say, you're 100% right. On Rabbi Yavo explains that we listed the Lashon of 13 and 24 Avos Nezikin for Rabbi Oshaya and Rabbi Chia respectively, is because Kulon Ki Avos L'Shalem Mimeta. The din is that all of them are like the Avos, that you have to pay from the best of your property. If you're paying not cash, but you're paying property, you have to give from idios. You have to give from your best property in order to pay back your debt. You can't give them from the beninus or the tziburis properties that you have. You have to give them from your best properties. How do we know that? By taima. So the Gemara tells us, asio, we have a four-way, so to say, gzereshava. Tachas, nesina, yishalim, or kesef. Now, what does this mean? So the Rabbeinu Chananel brings down, Menachem Nano starts where I'm going to read it from the right next to the widest lines in the Rashi. He says, Pirush, Matsanu Beferush Beshein Veregel. In regards to the Avos of Shein and Regel, it says, Beferush Tichsiv Ubier Biste Acher. Meitav Sodeyu Umeitav Karmo Yishalim. So there it tells us, Beferush, by Shein and Regel, that you have to go and pay Meitav Sodeyu. You have to pay the person the damages. If you're not paying him cash, you have to pay him from your properties that are your best, your idios. The Gamrinon Mina, and we learn from Shane Varego to all the other damages, the 13 and 24 respectively, of Rav Shai and Rav Chia, the Kol Makum Dirsiv Tashlumim Hu Mimeitav. Wherever it says the word Tashlumim, that you have to pay, so we learn out from Shane Varego that it must be with Meitav Sodeyu. Now, how do we actually learn that? It's from these four words, Tachas, Nesina, Yishalim, and Kesef, that are found by all of these other, all of the 24 of Rabbi Chia, and included in that, of course, is the 13 of Rav Oshaya. So we have one of these four buzzwords, Tachas, Nesina, Yishalim, or Kesef. And Rashi, in Dibur HaMaskil, Tachas, Nesina, which is found on the first of the middle-sized lines in Rashi, he goes through all of these psukim over here. We'll try to read this Rashi. It's a long Rashi, but it's kedai to go and read it so we see exactly what this means. So it says, the Bekulim Ksiv, in every one of these 24 that we have of Rabbi Chia, which of course includes the 13, as I said, of Rav Oshaya, you have from Shein V'Regel, you have where it said Netav Sodeyu, they all have either one of the words, either the word Tachas is written in the Pasuk, or a Lashon of Nesina is written in the Pasuk, or Yeshalim is written in the Pasuk, or the word Kesef is written in the Pasuk. So Rashi says, the B'kuluk Sib, O Tachas, the Gamrinan Tachas, Tachas, Mishar Muad. And we learn that out from Mishar Muad, which of course will be Shein V'Regel. Tachsib Be, Shar, Tachas, Shar. So Maha Sam by Shar, by Shein V'Regel, Mi Meitav, the Gomar Mishen Varegel, the Sivbe, Metav Sodeyu, so Av Tu, Av Kan, Metav, Shimbol, Shalem, Karka, Lenizach, Bishul Azeko, Magbio, Mino Idis. You must pay from the best one. So therefore, that's how we learn out from the word Tachas. Now, or it says the word Nesina, O Nesina, the Gomar Nesina, Nesina, Mishor, Shenagach, Eso Evet. And that is learned out from Shor, Shenagach, Eso Evet. The Sivbe, Yitain, Ladonov, or it uses the Lashon of O Yishalem. So we'll have either the word Yitain Latonov, Lashon Nesina Yitain, or we have a Lashon of Yishalem, V'gomer Mishen V'regel, and all of them are learned that from Shem V'regel, Dilsibahen Meitav Kamo Yishalem. So therefore, that is the source, or it says the word O Kesef. So you'll have, here's the fourth one, that says the word Kesef, and you learn that out, V'gomer Mibor, Dilsibah Kesef Yoshiv Levalov. And these are all going to be the buzzwords that we find by every single one of these damages of Rabbi Chiya. The Arba Avos Gemira Kula Mishen V'Regel. They all learned that from Shem V'Regel. And then we learn Bishol Mechinam Ksiv Asher Yarshiun Elokim Yishalem. So it uses Lashon Yishalem. By Yishol Ksiv Ba'olov Enimo Shalem Yishalem. So that's written the word Yishalem, the buzzword Yishalem. Benosi Socher Ksiv Im Gonov Yigonev Me'imo Yishalem. So you have to use the word Yishalem there. And by a socher, it doesn't say it. However, the renter, Eino Kasa B'Torah, Avodino, is like Kinosei Socher. He has the same din as Kinosei Socher. There's another opinion that says he has the same din as Shom Mechinam, but for now, we're just learning it out. There's the same din as the Nosei Socher, and therefore, that's how we learn that all four of the Shomer. Rashi continues, B'nezek, D'chova B'chaveiro, the damaging one to a friend, Kisiv Nesina, it uses Lashon Nesina. Kein Yinasein Bo, so the Nesina is the buzzword there. V'hainu Mamon, this that you pay with Meitav Sodei. Hanitan Miyad Liyad, something that is Mamon, that is handed over from one hand to the other. Kidashinu B'chovel, and that was learned in the Gemara later in the Masechta. How do we know Tzar? Kisiv Petza, Tachas Potza. We have the word Tachas over there. Vidarshino Le, Lekaman, we'll learn that also later in the Masechta, in Perkachovel. Petza Tachas Potza, Litain Tsar Bimokum Nezek. So that's how we see that the Tsar, and is in addition to the Nezek by Adam, we have Tsar Ripo Sheves and Boshes. No, Ripo Visheves, Ksiv Nesina, Rak Shivto Yitain, Rapo Yirape. So there it also uses the Lashon of Nesina. And now we have the gear so Ubisheves, but it says on the side it should be Boshes. That's the last one of the four besides Nezek. So Ksiv Tachas, and it says the word Tachas over there, and that's the buzzword for that. So that's the four shomrim and the five damages. Now, Gabi Ones and Mufata, we see the word Dosiv Tachas Asher Ina. So there the word Tachas is the bud words. Well, Shin Vixuvas, Beperke Lunaros, Chamishim Kesef Tachas Ho Inoy. So that's instead of the Inoy. Michla de Iko Boshes Ubagam. So there is no penalty over there for Inoy because this woman voluntarily agreed to have relations with him. So she would eventually have had to have the inoy, the affliction of the relations. So there's only boshes upkam. In any event, lishnachrino ho siv bechovu bechavero tachas the siv that's a tachas potza. So kulu chamishu dvarim didei mehasim gamrino. You can learn them all out from there. Okay. In any event, we have one of the buzzwords by every one of these. Now, what about tashlume kefel? It says siv yishalem shnayim. You'll use the lashon of yishalem. Ubetashlumi arba v'chamisha, also ksiv chamisha b'kar, yishalem tachas hashor, v'arba tzon tachas haseh. So the loshon over there is the buzzword of, again, yishalem. And the karen of a ganav, the ganav, b'chlal keifelu. So that's already included in the keifel. So that's listed. And b'gezu ksiv nesina, it says the loshon of nesina, the nosan lasher osham lo. So again, all of those are taken care of with one of these four buzzwords. And that's like the word tachas. Tachas domi. Bonus mafate umosi shemra. What about them? Ksiv kesef. It says kesef. Nosal v'yanaro chamishim kesef. And that's hain ones mafate kesef yishkol kamar besolos. So that's for the mafate and umosi shemra v'anshu oso meyo kesef. So all of these have the word kesef. So that's the buzzword for them. And finally, mitame, if you mitame somebody's taharos, or mitame, you go and mix in their chul and trumo, or menasech, you took their yayin, that was good wine, and you're making the yayin nesek, you gave it as libation to the avodah zarah, so you damaged in these three scenarios, that's all bechlal nesek, and they're all different types of nesek, and already said, benesek, sibbei tachas. So the bottom line is, with all of these 24 damaging types of Rabbi Chiya, so they're all learned out from Shein V'Regel, using one of these words, Tachas, Nesina, Yishalem, and Kesef. Okay, we go Vayti now. We quote the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, Lo Hari Hashor Kari Amaveh. So what did that mean? My karma. What's the title of a Mishnah trying to tell us that you can't learn out from Shor, Maveh, you can't learn out from Maveh, Shor. So I'm Rav Zid, Mishmei de Rava. So Rav Zid said in the name of Rava, Hachi Karma. This is what the Mishnah is telling us. You could have thought maybe, Lichtov, Rachmona, Chada, maybe just write one of them, V'teisei Idach, Minei, and I'll learn out the others as a binyanab. When you tell me the din is in one place, here is the din. So every place else, the same din should be applied, unless there's something unique about that first din. So what the Mishnah is telling us that there's something unique about each of them that you couldn't learn one from the other. As Rashi brings down, you might have said you should learn it out from Bamei Matzinu, a binyanab, that you should learn out to all of the others. So Bishar Shu Masik. So say Ashar is a Masik, the Chayev, and you have to pay damages. So too Mava is a damager, either Adam according to Rav or Shane according to Shmuel. It's also Masik Shein Chayev. So we said Lo Asi, you couldn't learn it out, and we had explained this all in great detail in the previous Shiurim, according to Rav, why you couldn't learn out one from the other, because each one had a tzad that the other one didn't have, and therefore you can't learn it out as a b'mah tzad. You can't go and learn it out that you should be able to generalize to say, this is the base, and therefore everything is like that, because each of them has something unique about it. And Shmuel Taimei, and Shmuel had given us his reasons why you can't learn out one from the other. So we had said, Hadar Amar, Rava had said, Chada Michada Lo Asya, you can't learn out one from the other. So that's what it means when it said, Lo Hare Shor Kari Amave, Lo Hare Amave Kashor, because each one had something unique about it that you couldn't learn out from the other one. So then we continue in the Mishnah. We had said, Velo Zeh Vezeh Sheish Ben Ruach Chayim. So we couldn't learn out from both Shor and Mave to learn out the others, because Shor and Mave are unique. They have Ruach Chayim in them. Either Mave, again, is Shein, which is Shor, or it's Adam, so that's Ruach Chaim in it. And the first one, Shor, also is definitely going to be, whether it's like Rav or like Shmuel, it's also an animal, so it has Ruach Chaim, as opposed to Eish, which doesn't have Ruach Chaim. So again, the more says my karma, I already explained it. So Abba Mishayach, Mishmei the Rabba, Mishayach said the name of Rabba, Hachi Karma, this is what the Mishnah is telling us. We turn to Hale with Beis, that you might have said, Lich Tov Rachmon Etarte, let the Torah write, Joshua and Mahaveh, they say Idoch Minayu, and let that be a binyanav to learn out all the others. Since the Torah says, okay, well, Shor has this that Mahaveh doesn't have, and Mahaveh has this that Shor doesn't have, so that should be a general rule. So Hatzal Shalom Shem is that they go and damage, and therefore anything that goes and damages should go and be chayiv. So Vitesa Idoch Minayu, and let fire be learned from them. So then Rabbi came along and said, Mishnah tells us, Chod Omar, Chod Mitash Elohase, you can't go learn one out from the others. As Rashi tells us, because there's something unique about Eish, and that it doesn't have the Ruach Chaim, so you wouldn't be able to have learned it out from the others. So therefore, you have to mention Eish as well. Furthermore, Omar Rava then tells us, the Chulu, in fact, you could have learned out two of them to be a binyanav for all the others, with the exception of one thing, possibly. The kulu, ki shodus bar binayu, if instead of having it in the order that we had it in the Mishnah, tell us first Shor, then Mabe, and then Eish, and then we'll learn out the damager of bar from them, you could, in fact, have learned out, if you just include bar, you would have been able to learn out bar plus something else, any one of the others, and you would have been able to learn out all of them from just bar and something else, because they each would have something that is unique and can't be the tzad shavah shebehem, and therefore, if you have bar and any one of the other damages, you would be able to learn out all the other damages from just those two. That's what Rava tells us. The kulu ki shodis bar beinayu. If you include bar and any one of the others, you would have been able to asya kulu b'matzai. You'd be able to learn out all of them, because we would have said lo rizeh kirizeh, lo rizeh kirizeh, because each of them bar has something unique about it. And the other one that you bring along, whichever one you bring along, has something unique about it that's different than the uniqueness of bar. And therefore, not the uniqueness of bar is important, not the uniqueness of the other things important. Hatzad shavah shebehen is that they each go and damage. And therefore, this would learn out all the damages, the rule would be the same. The only one that you wouldn't have been able to learn out, Rava says, is Asir Kula Mimadasai. You could have learned that every one of the damages from the Smahav Sad, Levar Mi Karen, except for Karen, because Karen is unique. Why is that? Because Mishum Deikul Mifrach, in regards to Karen, we would have said that, yes, Malakulu, all of the others, Shekein Mu'adim Etchilasan, they pay full damages from minute one. So Shane pays damages from minute one. Rego pays damages from minute one, full damages. Bor pays damages from minute one. Aish pays damages from minute one, the entire damages. But Karen is not. Shekein Mu'adim Etchilasan, all the others pay full damages from the very beginning, as opposed to Karen, which is goring, so you only pay chatzi nezek for the first times that the animal gores, and it's only when it becomes a shor mu'ad after three times that you pay full damages. So therefore, you couldn't learn out Karen from all the others. That's what Rava says. But you know what he says? And there is an opinion that you can even learn out Karen. Well, Aman the Omer, Adarabba, there's an opinion that says, not clear where this opinion is, Rashi says, not sure where this opinion is. The Vilna Gaon over here on the spot says, no, it was just what we learned in the previous Shurim. Tosa says it's what we learned in the next part, in the Seif of the Mishnah, on Daf Tezvav. In any event, we do have this idea, L'man D'Yomer Adirabba, Karen Adifa, that Karen is in fact more likely to be included, because Shekavonoso Lahazik, Karen is, it's intentionally going to gore. The others aren't intentional damages. No, the animal's eating, the animal's walking, the fire is burning. It doesn't intend to go and damage. Whereas the ox, with goring, it's intending to damage. So, alach has kama v'kama, if the others, which isn't intention to damage, yuchayev, so certainly, shekavanos alahazik, Karen, which is intentionally going to be mazik, afilu Karen nami asya. So according to this, even from Bor and any one of the others, you can learn out everything. So why didn't it list it that way? Why did the Mishnah list us all four? Could have really just listed Bor and any one of the others, and you would have known them all. So the Gemara says, Elo, my Hilchasa Kasvinu Rachmana. So then why did the Torah write the way that it did? In other words, why did the Torah have to list all of them? Could have just listed Bor, and you could have just listed any one of the others, and I would have a binyan to learn out all the types of damages in the world. Why did the Torah go to trouble itself to list them all specifically? Elo, my Hilchasa Kasvinu Rachmana. So the Gemara says, because each of them has unique dinim, which now the Gemara will list. Karen, he taught us Karen specifically to teach us lechalik ben tamal muedis, because there is a din by Karen of a short tam, and then there's a din of a short muad when it goes three times. So that's why I wanted to tell us specifically Karen. And Shane Viregel, why did I specifically want to tell Shane Viregel lepotra mishus rabim? Because they have a unique din that if they damage in the public area, so an animal eats something in the public area, well, animals are allowed to eat stuff in the public area. So even if you had your stuff there, tough luck. You shouldn't have put your stuff in the shus rabim. Likewise with the regel, animals walk there. So if you're stupid enough to go put your vase in the shus rabim, and gee, it gets trampled in the shus rabim, that's your problem. So for Shane Viregel, you only chayev in a private area. The person has a right to go put his stuff there, and you didn't have a right to have your animal go over there. So Shane Viregel, Torah Mishus Rabim, that's why it had to tell us that. Bar, why did it have to tell us Bar? Because there's a unique din, liftar bo esa kalim, that if kalim are in the animal that falls into the bar, let's say it's carrying packages, and the animal falls into the bar, so there's a unique din, which we'll learn later in the Masechta, that tells us that you're only chayev for the animal falling into the bar, but you're not chayev for the kalim that fall into the bar as well, and they get broken. There's an opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, the Mechayev on this Kalim Bebar. He says that you are chayev for that, so then what's the uniqueness there? Liftor Bo Esa Adam. So there's a din that says that if a person falls into a bar and he dies, so in that situation, the owner of the bar is partner. He doesn't pay for the damages to the person. And that's why it had to list bar. And Adam, why did it have to list Adam? Lechayev Obi Arba Dvarim. That to teach us that man, in addition to being chayev for the Nezek, like everything else, there's also the Tsar, Ripui, Shevis, and Boshis, the other four things which we talked about that he's also chayev for. Why did I have to list Eish? Eish, Liftor, Boaz, Atamon. Eish is listed because you're a potter for something that's hidden in the fire. So your fire burned down a Kaddish, and then there was a wallet inside the Kaddish, inside this haystack. So the person who burned down the haystack is only chayev for the haystack. He's not chayev for burning your wallet that was in the haystack. That's a special din by Eish. So that's why I had to mention Eish. And finally, Rabbi Yehuda, the Mechayev on this gate, Tamon, be Eish. Yehuda disagrees and says, you are chayev for the hidden packages inside the haystack. So what does he have to have the Torah list Eish for? L'asu yamai, and we turn to Bava and Aleph. So he would say that comes to include L'asu ye lichacha niro v'sichsicha avonim. This comes to include burning of things that normally don't burn, such as if it destroyed the field a little bit. It burnt the field, so we had to go replow the field again. So the damage is you have to replow the field again, or that there were rocks over there, and those rocks got somewhat scorched. So in that situation, you would have thought that you're potter. So therefore, it comes to teach us that no, you're chayiv in this situation, even for things that normally aren't flammable, but you're chayiv for them as well. This is a good break point. It's a little bit of a short shiur today. We learned it somewhat superficially. There's a lot of Rashis and Tosas over here that one can go through. Be'etz Hashem when you chazer over the shiur. Have a wonderful day. Be'etz Hashem, Klal Yisrael should be safe.